So that was There She Goes by The Laws. Oh wait, let me start. This is Ava Maiella, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is All Right with Ava, and yeah, thanks for tuning in. So, like I just said, that was There She Goes by The Laws, and the theme of this show is kind of like, listen, there are only a couple left, and I'm really upset about it. I'm going abroad next semester, which I'm very excited about, so the playlist is like mixed feelings, because I'm really excited about going. I'm going to London, and I think I'm going to have a radio show there, so hopefully I can get the details before my last radio show here, so you guys can know. We're going to go global, but yeah, I just thought that it would be kind of nice to do like a reflective playlist, so some songs from the summer, some songs from like, yeah, mainly like the summer and this semester, basically, and then like one little one that I had to do because it's literally the timing of the song right now. But you'll see that when we get there. That was, we already said this, There She Goes. Great. Next, we're going to do Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer, fun. And then we're going to roll right into Love God by Sarah Kinsley, which are all summer songs for me. So hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
So that was Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer. And then Love God by Sarah Kinsley. And yeah, those were like summer songs. And we're kind of continuing on that vibe. We're going to do a couple of other songs from this summer. So we're going to do, and these are sadder. Sorry. Listen, it was a mixed bag summer. But we're going to do Around You by Muna, Brando by Lucy Dacus, because like, duh, sponsored by Bumble. No, I'm kidding. And then Furniture by Maud Latour, which, so good. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy these.
Around me.
Okay, because this is my radio show, I'm gonna switch up the vibe for a second and speak instead of just playing the next two songs, because I need to discuss what we just listened to a little bit. Okay, so Around You by Muna. Fun fact about Muna is two of the members dated in college and then broke up right as the band was getting like really big. Really big's a statement. As it was like picking up traction, I would say it's getting really big now, and there was like 4 years in between. But anyways, Katie, who's the lead singer, they write the songs, most of them, and are the lead singer, as I said, and Naomi, who does like keyboard and does all the production, everything, is the ex. And they're both like super secretive about like songs and whether or not they're about each other, etc. So probably like the opposite of a Fleetwood Mac situation where it's like quite clear. But this is like the one song. Well, there are a couple that like have been like lightly confirmed, but this is the one song that like they both are like, yep, this is about us, guys. And I just find that crazy and wild. Like, how are you playing that song? It's literally saying like, I no longer revolve around you, but like, you're just literally around that person all the time. Crazy. Which actually, oh my God, adds to the vibe of like the boiled down theme of the show is escapism, which I like to say is going to happen to me because I get to leave campus and go abroad. So I'm really excited for that like escapism moment, just like a little teaser of the end of the playlist. It's all revolving around me being super pumped, but we're going to move on. So let's now actually queue up Brando and then Furniture, which might be a bit of a vibe shift. Get excited.
You told me to skip school to go with you to the movies. You knew you were uncool, but you thought you could fool me. They play oldies in the afternoon for the elderly and me and you, Fred and Ginger, black and white. I watch you watch it. It's a wonderful life. You call me cerebral. I didn't know what you meant, but now I do. Would it have killed you to call me pretty instead? Second story window, and you're yelling at me, Stella, and I'm laughing because you think you're Brando, but you'll never come close. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did, like you thought you did. I'll be lucky if I'm your third wife. That's only something you would say in the car. We've been breathing the same air for too long. If the snow wasn't coming down so hard, I would hope.
gonna get hurt this weekend? Cause you and I ended and you like new beginnings too much. I mentioned that I hope we stay friends, but I regret what I said cause I heard what you told Emma. Damn, I really hate your guts. I hate all your friends and I miss you so much, but I blocked all your texts. Wow, this party sucks, so I'll run and get my coat and then you walk through the door. Who invited you, babe? I can't see you anymore.
So that was Brando by Lucy Dacus, and then Furniture by Maud Latour, which unfortunately was a vibe shift, sorry, but you know what? It's fine. It's all right. It's all right with Ava. Okay. So speaking of all right with Ava, disclaimer before the next one, I'm doing so good. Like I really am, but it is the middle of November and there was a time in my life, probably more like last semester, where I did loop this song and it references mid-November. And so I gotta play it. Sorry, it's all over my TikTok For You page. Cause you know, just still rotting my brain on TikTok. But this is The Exit by Conan Gray. And then we're gonna move right on in to American Teenager by Ethel Kane. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy these and brace yourself.
And the flowers haven't even wilted. It's crazy how fast you tilted the world that we were busy building. Mid-November, and I'm sipping on a half-cold coffee, staring at a girl who's not me. On your arm, a carbon copy. Feels like we had matching wounds, but mine's still black and bruised, and yours is perfectly fine now. Feels like we buried alive something that never died, so God, it hurt when I found out. Exit. I'm still standing at
exit. I can't hate you for getting everything we wanted. I just thought that I would be part of it. I was moving into your apartment when you met some mushies from your hometown. You hate the East Coast, it's where you live. I'm still standing at the exit.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. All right. I should say my show name. All right. Before I announce the songs that you just listened to in the theme of falling, I have a PSA for everyone. This is the ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Okay, so what we just listened to was The Exit by Conan Gray, then American Teenager by Ethel Kane, which I can now say shout out to my dad, who is now tuned on in and listening, because one of my favorite things ever was I showed him this song and I was like, I was starting my potential Ethel Kane phase. It never hit, but this was a song I really liked and I played it for him because I always play him all like new music that I like, and he really liked it. And then I was like, let's try out some of the other ones. And if you know Ethel Kane, it gets a little crazy. It gets all over the place and very like, I don't know, just different music. And yeah, I'm not a big fan and I don't think he was either, but we still love that song. And then Falling by Mansion Air, which such a good song. I always associate it, this is gonna sound so funny actually with context. I associate it with my sister, not because of what the song says, Jesus, but, because she introduced it to me and we listened to it a lot together. But yeah, so we're gonna move on. We're gonna move over to second part of this, which is like, okay, like I'm leaving, I'm going to London, I'm excited, yes, but also it's like, a little nerve-wracking. Like I said before, I probably will have a radio show in London. I'm like working it out with the people right now, so hopefully I can get the details for everyone, and hopefully I can get a time slot that is, what would it be, like late enough there, early enough there that it works for you guys? I'll figure it out. Time difference is weird, but okay. We're going to listen to The Fatalist by Girl House and then Magic by Julia Jacklin, which is a favorite song. Then Main by Noah Kahan. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Your change, was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just the lack of an open mouth, cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. My dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go. Once you've had your change of heart, cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, cause this town's just an ocean now.
Alright, so that was, let's see, that was The Fatalist by Girl House, and then Magic by Julia Jacklin, which I love and I think is so pretty. And then Maine by Noah Kahan, some throwback Noah Kahan. But the thing that I was thinking of the most, which I think is so funny, is during Magic, I was thinking, I sent that song to my sister genuinely in like February. We send each other music all the time. I sent it to her in February and I was like, I'm obsessed with this. This is so beautiful and like encapsulates this feeling so well. And she was like, oh my God, I'll listen to it. Yes. And then simply like in July sent me the song and was like, Ava, you have to listen to this song, it perfectly encapsulates this feeling. I was like, oh my God. Anyways, okay, we're gonna roll into the next song, which is very like escapism fun moment vibe. Not actually, that's really sarcastic. It is Ketchum ID by Boy Genius, and then I'm gonna chat with you and then we're gonna play that song.
States now, in a college town, I would walk around, but it's really coming down, mesmerized by double lines, two yellow tightropes, I'm making good time. I am now I go. being in love is the same thing as being alone. Given the sorrows and company, nothing to say. Stay on the phone. I'm sorry, I do not know what else you want from me.
Short because we're running out of time, but all right guys, goodbye. No, not yet. I'm trying to think of what I was gonna say. There are 3 shows left of my show, so sad. And then I'm going to London, so get excited for that though. And then I'll be back and I'll have all these stories and new songs, a lot of British rap. No, I'm kidding, god, I would never. But yeah, I'm excited and I think that it'll be good. And in the meantime, there are like million other really good shows that you can listen to. But we're going to end with The List by Maisie Peters because I love the song. It's just such a declaration of like a pivotal point of change in life, I feel like, specifically for her, but also anyone. Yeah. And I always listen to it in times of change to kind of like motivate myself. So hope you guys enjoy. This is The List and have a great week.
Leaving people I love waiting in the dark. And sometimes when I want to cry, I laugh. It's kind of funny. Oh, and this October I went falling off the edge. All of London must have heard the things I said. Put your hand up if I let you down again. There's a list of things that I should stop. List of things that I should stop. List of things that I should not be doing, but I do, and it's a pattern that I got. I need to stop my excuses and have a real conversation. Need to look in the mirror, stop finding things that need changing. Need to stop getting drunk to avoid the situation. I need to stop letting myself down. I'll try something that I've not before and like myself a little more now. layers and put my feelings in order. Need to look in the mirror and stand a little bit taller. Need to stop getting